and welcome back to our podcast. This is Laura and Miriam, and we hope you're all doing well.
Well, I gotta say, the last time we talked, the world was a whole different place, wasn't it? At least it seems that way.
Yeah, I mean, who would have thought that the coronavirus would cause a worldwide pandemic?
Yes, it all happened so fast, it's crazy.
So, as challenging as the situation is to all of us, I hope you guys found some nice ways to spend your free time during quarantine or social distancing. Maybe you finally found the opportunity to pick up a book again, or listen to some podcasts. I've actually found the time to read some more lately.
So, social distancing had some advantages for you, didn't it?
I guess so. And that's actually what we want to talk about today.
Now, just to clarify, there isn't really anything positive about the pandemic, right? Thousands of people have lost their lives. Most of us haven't been able to visit our loved ones in months. It really isn't a nice situation for any of us.
Yeah, absolutely. But we're gonna have a chat about what this pandemic has taught us for the future.
Right, because we should be asking ourselves what we can learn from this outbreak and how it might influence our lives even after this is over. What do you think?
Well, I think a lot of our traveling plans have been cancelled, right? Now a lot of people are spending their vacation in Germany, where they live, and discovering all the beautiful cities we have here. For example, I was going to go to Sweden this summer, but now that's obviously not happening, and it's such a shame.
Oh no, that really sucks. But taking a plane, that really isn't an option right now.
Yeah, I agree. It's just better to be safe. And there's also so many other events I've been looking forward to. For example, I had tickets to see the band Queen live this June.
I'm sure that would have been amazing.
Yeah, well, luckily they rescheduled, so I'm just going to look forward to next year. But what about you? Did you have any plans for the summer that have been cancelled?
I was actually planning on visiting my friend in France this summer, and I was supposed to go there by train, but we've been talking via video calls a lot more these days, though.
Yeah, that's too bad. I'm glad you found another way to spend time with each other, though, through video chats. But on another note, I don't think it's a bad thing that so many people are spending their vacation close to where they live. Maybe they even like it so much that they'll come back next year.
It sure would be good for the environment, speaking of greenhouse gases and all. I do wonder what will happen the year after the pandemic is over. Well, hopefully that will be next year. I'm not so sure if you're right. I think the day people are allowed to go abroad again, they will. They're just gonna hop on a plane and go to the Bahamas for the summer. Just chilling on the beach in the sun with a nice drink in hand sounds lovely right now. Or to go swimming in the sea.
Yeah, I get that. And I do think that this pandemic has led us to appreciate everything in our lives way more, don't you think?
Well, speaking of appreciation, I'm most looking forward to using public transport without these awful masks again. I just can't breathe when I wear them. It's so annoying.
Yeah, although, especially during flu season, it's not necessarily the worst idea to protect yourself with these masks, right? With our population growing and everything, I think it might be good to not throw them away yet. And maybe if we keep wearing them, less people will be sick during flu season.
So, you really think that the COVID-19 situation is going to change the way we travel and use transportation?
I don't think anyone can know at this point, but it definitely makes us appreciate our freedom more. And I can't wait to see my friends again, those who live a bit farther away, I mean. I was going to visit a friend of mine in Berlin back in March when this pandemic started.
Oh, too bad that Corona got in the way. I think we're all going to hug our friends a bit tighter the next time we see them. I haven't seen my extended family in forever either.
Well, maybe that's a reason to take a train to visit them and just accept the awful face mask for a moment. At least we have the possibility to go outside again.
Oh yes, definitely. I think we all miss to go to at least to some places that we used to visit before the pandemic, whether it's going out with friends, having dinner with your family, or even just going somewhere on your own, spending some quality time by yourself.
Yeah, I definitely did. And I've come to think that if the coronavirus situation doesn't wear off as fast as we hope it will, I think we can all get used to being cautious. We don't want to risk anything, right?
Of course, who knows, maybe we'll have to live with this virus much longer than we think.
And that's why it won't hurt any of us to adjust and wear masks in public places. Though, I am wondering, we both use public transport very frequently, right? Although, at least we don't need it to go to uni at the moment.
I think I know where you're going with this. Is this about public transport being overloaded with passengers? I remember having to squeeze myself into the tram on my way back from uni when I could barely breathe because there were so many people in there.
Yes, exactly. And that's one of the things I don't miss. I think we will all have to be careful in public much longer than we might expect right now. I mean, how is public transport going to look like after this is over? What do you think?
I mean, we have already established that transport by plane is very unlikely to go back to normal in the foreseeable future. But as for local traffic, there will definitely be complications. With trains, buses or trams oftentimes being completely filled with people, there will have to be more strict regulations, or the infrastructure of our local public transport will have to be revised.
Well, the last bit you mentioned is rather unlikely to happen. I mean, people have been asking for that for ages and no one listened to them.
I guess we all just have to stay positive and see what the future holds.
That's a good point. So, I think we've all had to make a lot of compromises in the last few months, and it hasn't been easy for any of us.
But especially when it comes to the way we use public transportation and the way we appreciate our freedom, this situation can really make a change in the future. Plus, we all have so many things to look forward to now.
Well said. So, please stay safe, everyone, and remember to be careful when you put yourself back out there. Put on your face masks, and off you go!